say that they've found an easier, faster, and less invasive way to do drug testing. To tell us more, I'm joined by Janusz Pawlicin. He's the lead researcher who's recently developed this new form of drug testing. Good morning, Janusz.
Good morning, and good special good morning to my colleagues who are still sleeping at the University of Waterloo.
they're all up listening to you this morning. That's what they're doing. So what makes your drug test different from the one I just described in the intro?
Yes, we have been working for some time on the technology, so-called solid phase microextraction, and part of it recently we have developed a very sophisticated, chemically sophisticated coating which allows extraction of the components, compounds of interest, such as Dracov abuse of its metabolites, and eliminates interferences which are in the matrix, like blood, urine, or now we are looking at saliva.
So you're using saliva now. Yeah. How accurate is testing for doping using only a person's saliva?
Well, that's a big question. We are still investigating that. The beauty about saliva was from the process type. That means you can perform the sampling directly on site in front of the audience, where the cheating is eliminated. If you look at the literature, you will find out that sometimes researchers who analyze the samples, they find out that it's not urine, it's apple juice. And how it happened to be apple juice, it's a big question. Of course, the process of getting the sample is always questionable. And therefore, if you do something obvious, like giving an athlete a lollipop to chew on and then do analysis afterwards, is an appropriate procedure.
Is there anything, though, that saliva can miss that can be found in urine or blood?
As I said, it's a big question. We are still investigating that. Saliva, of course, it's in direct contact with blood. So whatever is in the blood potentially could be in saliva. But the process of getting to the blood might eliminate some or lower the levels of the metabolites or drugs to the level that we won't detect. However, our technique and our approach substantially increased the sensitivity. So it, in fact, revolutionized the way we are doing a sample analysis.
So explain to me